This is to the Technology Committee session. I am Katie Lear, your convention host. I have just a couple of housekeeping things to do, and then we're going to turn it over to Jason and the crew. So we cannot ever do our meetings without ACB Media. ACB Media is wonderful. They have donated two Zoom rooms to us, and we have hosts, we have monitors, we have... it's talking in my ear at the same time, and it's kind of distracting me. But anyway, our host today is the one and only Travis Butler. Our streamer is Miss Belle Collins. Do you all hear them clapping for you guys? This room is full of people. And our monitor is Miss Joyce Feinberg. I'm sorry. My eye teeth are getting stuck. Anyway, our in-house support is Ryan Cordell. Jason, it is all yours.
Okay, thank you so much, Hank. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our technology seminar. I am Jason Goldfield, the current chair of the technology seminar, and I am here joined with me many of our wonderful Talita committee members. Now, smart glasses are a huge topic, and if we could and if we would, we'd be here for the next 2 to 3 hours. Unfortunately, we simply don't have that type of time. So what we're going to go over is extremely brief and extremely short in detail, but we wanted to let you know of what we're going to touch on is just a general knowledge of two different pairs of smart glasses. However, that does not mean that these are the only two pairs of smart glasses out there. So just a round of applause. We're going to cover two pairs of glasses today. Who out here in the audience has Meta Ray-Bans? All right. And does anybody out here have the Echo Vision glasses? Okay, well, definitely the mine. I see how that went. So... that's okay. Hey, that's all right. You know, not in numbers. So we definitely have the majority of people here about Meta Ray-Bans. We all know how good they are. But there's a lot of things coming up in those glasses that you may not be aware of. So with that being said, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Shelley Sawyer, who is going to introduce our first presenter today.
Well, you've got it right here. Thanks, Jason. Hi, y'all. As he just said, I am Shelley Sawyer. I am from Tallahassee. And our first presentation will be on the Meta glasses. And to give that presentation, it is truly my pleasure to introduce Miss Cindy Hollis. She is coming to us from Zoom. So y'all put on your listening hats and give your attention to Cindy.
Thank you so much, Shelley. Can you all hear me? Yes. Yay! I wish I was there with you. I'd be showing off my glasses because I love them so much. So first question, Shelley, am I on video? Are people able to see me or just hear me?
You got video.
You can see you. So can you guys see my glasses, those of you who can see?
Yes.
Woohoo! Don't they look great? So I have to say, how many of us wish that so many of our products were mainstream accessible, right out of the box? And I know I've spent all of my life blind, and I have dreamed of this day, and here it is. I purchased my first pair of Meta glasses in June of last year, or 2 years ago, so it's been 2 years, had the Gen 1 glasses for nearly most of that time, sold them in February and bought the Gen 2. So I am wearing the Skyler frames. And what I want to share, and I made a little demo so you guys can listen to all of the things, and it's only a really small bit of things that these glasses do. And it'll just be audio, but hey, when we're using them and we're hearing the descriptions, that's what we're getting, right? So what are these glasses? They are like headphones, like your wireless headphones. So you can listen to music, you can listen and have phone calls using Siri. You can do all of the things on your phone through your glasses that you would do with any other Bluetooth earbuds or anything like that. The sound quality, I think, is really good. And I love that my ears are free to hear things around me. So they're that open ear concept. And it makes nice for traveling. So when I'm using my glasses and I'm traveling, I can still hear my surroundings. And when people talk to me, they can easily get my attention. So I really, really like that about them. I think the best part, so a lot of people, you know, I'm going to touch on a couple of things here. A lot of people say that there are apps that can do that. There are apps that can do that. And it's true. There are apps that can do just about anything out there. But the difference with the glasses is that you're able to do things hands-free. And I don't know about you, but for me, that is the game changer with the glasses. Having the camera on my face and being able to navigate and to look at things and hold items in both of my hands and be able to get information, that is the game changer. So I am going to do a quick demo, and then I want to really talk just a couple of things of what I love using my glasses for mostly. But I did put a little demo together, and Bella's going to play it for us. I want to let you know that I edited it down so that there would, you know, for time constraints. So typically when you ask a question, there is about a 3-second, sometimes a little bit longer, but for the response. So sometimes it'll come quick, but most of the time it's a little longer. You're not going to hear that in the demonstration. And I feel like there was probably something else I would have told you, but I'm not introducing any of the things. I'm just using it. You're going to hear how I'm using it. And when I had it reading a menu, it could have kept going. I stop at one of my favorite appetizers, just letting you know. And the first sound you're going to hear is what you hear when the glasses go on your face. So, and you know that they're on. And then we're off and running. So, oh, also one more thing. The Gen 1, you always had to say, hey, hey, M. I have them on, so I don't want to say it because it's going to activate it. So you'd say, hey, M-E-T-A, and then you'd ask the question. Now, you can actually use the touchpad on the right arm to get the beep noise that lets it know, that lets you know it's listening. So you tap it close to the temple on the right arm, and it will beep like that, and then you can ask it a question. And that way you don't have to say, hey, M. So I really like that. Sometimes I cut out the hey, M. Sometimes I didn't on this this demo. And but near, and the other thing is some of these recordings were done when I had the Gen 1 glasses. It's a male voice, and now in the Gen 2, I have a female voice. So you're going to notice those things. Just know that I pieced this together for this demo. So, Belle, please go ahead and play it for us.
Hey, Meta, what do you see?
I see a well-maintained house with brick and white siding, surrounded by trees and bushes.
Hey, Meta, what do you see?
I see various containers and bottles in a refrigerator.
Where is the cottage cheese?
The cottage cheese is on the middle shelf of the refrigerator.
Where on the middle shelf is the cottage cheese?
The cottage cheese is on the far right side of the middle shelf.
That is cool. I found it. Hey, Meta, what is this?
The This is a $20 bill.
Hey, Meta. Call Grandma Carolyn on Messenger.
Calling Grandma Carolyn on Messenger. To cancel, say stop.
This is my sister.
Call with Grandma Carolyn. 0 seconds.
Hi.
Hi.
Glasses camera is active.
All right. Can you see what I see?
Hey, I see your computer, okay. Your headphones, and a microphone.
Hey, Meta, what am I holding?
You are holding a flyer or brochure from T-Mobile.
What are they advertising?
They are advertising T-Mobile's 5G network and encouraging people to switch from other carriers.
Is there a phone number to call?
Yes, the phone number to call is...
Hey, Meta. What am I looking at?
You are looking at a dress with an American flag design.
What is the brand of this bag?
The brand of the bag is Clusi.
Hey, Meta, what color is this bag?
The bag is brown.
Is it dark or light?
The bag is a light brown color.
Play music by Taylor Swift.
Playing Taylor Swift Essentials.
I just paused it. What is the title of this book?
The title of the book is American Sign Language Dictionary.
What is on the left-hand page?
The left-hand page of the open book shows entries for signs like hurry, hurt, husband, him, hypocrite, ice cream, and identical. Each entry includes descriptions of hand movements and gestures for American Sign Language with details about finger positions and actions.
What is the sign for ice cream?
The book describes the sign for ice cream as mimicking eating with a spoon. It says to use the middle fingers of the right hand to tap the left palm repeatedly, like scooping imaginary ice cream. The book also mentions a natural sign for ice cream where you mimic licking or eating it, like going through the motion of taking a bite.
Look and read the left-hand column from top to bottom.
Here's the left column text from top to bottom. Appetizers. 1. Spring roll, $1.79. 2. Egg roll, each $1.79. 3. Shrimp egg roll, each $1.99. 4. Fried wonton, $10.06.29. 5. Fried or steamed dumplings, $7.99. 6. Crab rangoon, $6.99.
What am I holding?
You're holding a bottle of Kirkland's Signature Vitamin C, 500 milligrams chewable tablets.
Start live AI. Now I know there is a package that was delivered.
Starting live AI.
And I could not find it.
I don't see the package in this view. Let's check near the door or under the porch where deliveries often go.
Do you see it now?
Yes. I see a cardboard box on the porch near the bench. It's the one with blue tape on it.
Okay.
I'm here to help with what you need.
I found it. Thank you.
Great.
Hey, Meta. Stop live AI. Start live AI.
Starting live AI. That's a cozy bedroom setup.
Is the light fixture on?
The ceiling fan is visible, but I don't see any light fixture turned on in this view.
Is it on now?
The light fixture is on now, illuminating the room.
Is it now turned off?
The light fixture is off now. The room is dimmer, and the ceiling fan isn't glowing.
Live AI stopped.
All right. Hopefully you guys could hear that. Gives you just an idea of some of the many things that you can use the glasses for. I will say that I don't ever want to travel anywhere without my Meta glasses. They're in my purse all the time. The Gen 2 gets an 8-hour battery life. The Gen 1 comes with a 4-hour battery life. And the glass case is used to recharge the glasses. And the Meta, the Gen 2 recharge up to 6 times in the glass case and 8 times for the Gen 1. The Oakleys, I don't have them. Differences that I know of besides the frame style, is that the camera on the Ray-Bans are on the left-hand corner of the frame, and the Oakleys have them above your nose in the center. The Gen 2 and Gen 1 are both operating from the same updates and software, so that is really nice. And the camera was improved, at least for the videos in Gen 2, but I was always told that the videos were great in Gen 1. And then I use them a lot for help, sighted help on the fly. So drop something. Now you could also use Live AI. As you heard, I couldn't find that package, and it really did help me find it. I've also used it when a bottle, you know, you drop something like a bottle and then you're looking for it. And what do? You end up kicking it and then it rolls away and it goes further away. And so I've used my glasses to find things like that. And traveling in the airport, I've used it with Be My Eyes and also with my sighted family to help me navigate, to find assistance, and to find a chair, to find the restroom, to make sure a stall is clean in a public bathroom, those kinds of things. And I am really just giving you a quick glimpse. So that's there's so much more. Meta has opened to developers to bring their third-party apps to Meta, which also is going to be a game changer. And are these perfect? They're not. I don't know that there's any technology that's perfect. However, these are intended for anyone sighted. That's the sighted population is who they really were intended for. However, Meta has listened to us and has brought so many new things to the glasses. They have an accessibility feature. They brought Be My Eyes. Ira is now on them as well. And so the sky is the limit, in my opinion. And I'll stick around and answer any questions if you want to do them after the next presenter. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Cindy. That was an awesome presentation. As Cindy just mentioned, that's just a small glimpse. And being a Meta Ray-Ban owner myself, I can just contest to what the glasses have done for me. And they have been so instrumental in my everyday life. And anybody who does have the glasses, whether you've had them for a short time or you've had them for quite a while, you can all contest to how the glasses have been beneficial to yourself. One of the things, just two quick things I want to mention, and we're going to jump right over to our next presentation. Two things. Number one, Cindy had mentioned that Meta has now opened up their glasses to third-party developers, so they have a development kit, so there's a lot of cool apps that aren't running on the main Meta platform. However, they are being integrated directly into the glasses. So that's a really cool thing. You're starting to see some of that now, and you're going to see a lot more of it coming out more later this year, and especially into next year. So that's going to be the next big thing, in my opinion. Number two, just a really quick note. I just saw an email the other day. For all the Amazon shoppers out there, including myself, the Gen 2s are on sale right now, I believe, for Father's Day. So there are, I believe I saw them for like $50 off.
Yeah, they're starting at $319.
Yes.
For the Wayfarer. I don't know the other ones. And the Oakleys are also on sale. And they're also close to that same price. And the Gen 1s cost $246 on Amazon right now. And I think that price, those sales are going on, I think, everywhere, because I actually got an email from Ray-Ban that said that they were on sale.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So I thought it was just Amazon. So if you're really thinking about purchasing the Meta Ray-Bans, now is definitely the time. I've seen a sale like this once before, and it's definitely a huge advantage because the price has significantly dropped. So thank you so much, Cindy. And just stand by a little bit, and we'll probably have time for a few questions. So moving on, and to show some love to our another pair of glasses that are pretty new to the market. And according to a round of applause here earlier in the presentation, not too many people are familiar with, those are the Echo Vision smart glasses by the Agiga Corporation. And for that, we have two presenters here today that are both here in the room. We have Deborah Kendrick and Amanda Lee, and I'm going to pass the microphone to them, and they're going to talk to you both about their their Echo Vision smart glasses.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Amanda Lee. I live in Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm here to present another alternative. And these are known as the Agiga Echo Vision Smart Glasses. And what they state on the information that comes in the box when you open it, it says built by, with, and for the blind and low vision community. I'm new to this product, so I don't have it fully installed because I'm transitioning to a new phone. So we'll do the best that we can to provide you all with some good factual information about this product. When you open the box, it has a braille fold-out, which gives you essentially a quick start for the product, which makes it really simple. And then it tells you about, when you charge them, and there is an audible beep, which gives you the different charge levels from 25% to 100%. And that's really useful because then you know what sort of charge you have available on them. The other issue is the version that myself and Deborah have are known as the Pioneer version. And these were a pre-release version, which they released to a number of persons who are blind and visually impaired so that we could try to help them, debug it and make it into a really very, very good product, and they are. The final version will have twice as much power as the current one. And so I'm not going to go and reiterate everything, but the basic facility that the Echo Vision glasses have are the ones that I have transitional lenses. And this is really useful for someone who has RP or some other eye condition where lighting is very essential. I don't have a lot more vision left, and I have got some issues where I've got lenses that have moved and so forth, so it's a little harder, but when I do get into a very brightly lit environment, it's almost next to impossible for me to tell what's around me as well as when it's totally dark. So they will incorporate any lenses that you need. You just have to send them your prescription. They also provide a pair of clip-on, like those little sunglass item things that you can buy to clip on a regular pair of sunglasses. And that's really useful for people who want a little less light in a bright environment. So the other features that are available are Be My Eyes is incorporated. The interface is really easy to get to. The other really nice feature is they have Aira installed. And also, when you're working with the AI, you can just let it continue. You do not have to continue to press the button to tell you what's next. You can do that if you want to, and you can also use it in a more noisy environment or a quieter environment where you don't want to be talking to it constantly. So that's a really good feature. One of the really shining features of the Echo Vision is its capability to perform OCR. And that means optical to character recognition. So if you want to read an entire document, you want to read a book, you can. And the other aspect is one limitation of the Meta glasses, and I believe there are probably some legal reasons, is that they won't let you know if you have, say, a pill bottle that's a prescription, and the EchoVision will. You can read prescriptions on them from them, so they're very useful for that. So this is a very short synopsis. I want to turn this over to Deborah Kendrick, who has hers, and she can actually do a little demonstrating. But what I want to say is we both haven't had ours very long, and I think she'll demonstrate to you that it's very easy to get up to speed with them. And she's only had them a week or so. And so I think she can probably let you see without a doubt that these are definitely intended and really marketed very especially for persons who are blind or visually impaired. And they've incorporated everything they can to make them a lot more useful. So here's Deborah.
Good morning. So I am Deborah Kendrick, and the interesting thing I think I want to begin with is I have had the Meta glasses for 2 years. I got them when they first came out, and like them very much. But I've only had the EchoVision glasses for a week, so what I'm going to tell you may surprise you, and that is I think my Meta glasses have been replaced. I am really dazzled by the EchoVision, and I haven't done everything with them yet because I've had them such a short time. So the two things that drew me to them, that prompted me to want to get my hands on them, the two things that I learned and that I have subsequently demonstrated for myself that they would do that the Meta glasses will not do is, number one, the EchoVision glasses will describe people. And I've been having them describe people off and on all yesterday and today, and it's really fun to hear, you know, about, you know, people being tall and short and young and old and wearing hats and what color clothes they're wearing. And Meta will tell you about the colors a person has. But when I first had them, I remember being really disappointed because I took a picture of my grandchild and it said, a person. I'm like, okay, is it a kid and a grown-up? Are they black or white? Are they small or tall? You know, but Meta won't tell you. But Echo tells you, and because blind people were, it's a different product. I should have started by saying that Meta glasses, as we all know, are a mainstream product that smart blind people figured out really quickly could be useful to us. Whereas EchoVision were designed with blind people on the team. So blind people from the get-go were saying, we want to know what people look like. And the other feature for me that was attractive, I have a very significant hearing impairment, and I cannot hear the Meta glasses in public. But the EchoVision can pair with my Bluetooth hearing aids, which I did yesterday, which was really cool because during sessions I was taking pictures, finding out what people were doing, and nobody could hear what Echo had to say but me, because it was in my hearing aids. So if you don't wear hearing aids, then the speakers are in the temples of the glasses as they are with Meta glasses. And it's a female voice, and it's very nice. The word, now again, I've only had them for a week, so the wake word for EchoVision is Agiga, but I haven't done it by speaking to it. It has two buttons, similar to the button that you know on the Meta glasses, the capture button on the right. So on the EchoVision, there are two buttons. that are just like that, right and left. And the one on the right is called the AI button. It has several functions. I'll tell you about those in a minute. And the one on the left is called the power button, and it too has several functions, power obviously being one of them. For those who can see, I'm wearing the Echo Vision, and I have the case here, which looks just like any other glasses case. It looks much like the Meta case, but there's a button on the back that Amanda mentioned this, so I'm going to let you hear it. So that means three beeps means that my charging case is 75% charged. How you determine, now that's the case is 75% charged. The glasses charge in the case, and when you take them out of the case, if it beeps, you know they're good to go. So there's a lot of audible cues, which I like because I don't see light. So a couple of the commands on the right side, I said, is the AI. So if you press the AI once, again, there apparently is a wake word, Agiga, but I haven't used it. I've done everything just by pushing buttons. So if you push it once, it will give you a description of what you're looking at. I don't know if this will work. I'm going to hold the microphone up to my glasses because it's going to stream to my hearing aids, but I think it might be loud enough that you'll hear it. Let's try. So I press the button once and there'll be a tone. Did it work?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you. It said, a conference room full of people at tables. There is a microphone. There's a podium. I don't remember. It said a whole bunch of stuff. To make it stop talking, because now it's repeating for me. A conference room with many people. Okay. Now, you press and hold the AI button to make her stop. Stop. The first day I got it, I took a picture of an O&M guy I know who was going to show me some stuff, and it kept telling me, you know, that he was a middle-aged man and he had short brown hair and he was wearing glasses and he had a pensive, thoughtful, slightly amused expression. And we were both cracking up, and then because we were laughing, it said, oh, perhaps you would like to hear it again. Anyway, okay. So the OCR, I really want to tell you about the OCR of Echo Vision, because that has been the other thing that's most dazzled me thus far. It's quite different from Meta and from a lot of the apps that we know, in that, in my experience, it is just about flawless. It will read anything, and so the first day, I was kind of dubious. Well, to get the OCR going, I wish I could let you hear it, because it's very cool. It's very typically had a blind hand in the making because of the way it talks. You press it three times, and it says something like OCR ready, you know, whatever. You hold a page up in front of your glasses, and it'll say something like, move 1 inch left, move 1 inch up. Got it. You can put the page down. I love that. I love that, that it tells me you can relax. Okay, so the first day when I tried it, I read a whole stack of mail. I had a week of mail, and it read, I mean, it would have read me every detail of my Costco ad. It was amazing. And it reads stuff on envelopes. Just, it's really, really good. And I was holding up little... So then I bought a... I have a grandchild who turned 2 last Sunday, and I bought her a recording device that you to play music on for little kids, and that I can record stories and stuff. Well, I wanted to set it up for her, And it says in the instructions, you know, pair it with your iPhone, download this app. I did that, and I'm going. I think I'm going to make it. And then in the iPhone app, it says, read the 6-digit code off your device's screen and enter it here. And I thought, I'm doomed. So I grabbed the EchoVision glasses, and I looked at the Yoto, which is the player, and I looked at the Yoto, and it just read it, 6 letters, boom, 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 boom. And I entered it, and I felt very cool, actually. What I have yet to learn. I mean, so I've had them a week, and it's wonderful at describing. It's wonderful at OCR. It switches. You pair it with your iPhone. I learned this the hard way because I'd had them a few days, and I went to a fair, and I wanted to use them at the fair, and it said, no Wi-Fi, and then I realized I hadn't read that part of the manual. You're supposed to pair it with your iPhone for when you're out and about with the personal hotspot. But I did that, and here it's been working just fine with my personal hotspot. And then when I go home again, it'll pick up on the home Wi-Fi. But those are little things that you have to do. And let's see. I mean, a demo is really the best. It's too bad that we can't make it more audible. But I'm trying to think. Oh, how much do they cost? That was the important. That was what I wanted to tell you. I know about and don't know about. Okay, so when they first came out, I think a year ago, there was, you know, an offer that people, as pioneers, could. You okay? So you got the
yes.
Good price. I think some people got them for $300, didn't they?
No, I think that was the least. We had to put down $99, and then I just recently paid the difference.
Okay, so she was smart. She's smarter than I am. And I missed that first curve, and I've been wishing I could get them ever since I heard about the Bluetooth hearing aid pairing and the description of people I've been interested. So a couple weeks ago, they came out with, we have more glasses. If you get a code from a friend, you can join the Pioneer group. So we're still pioneers, but we pay full price now, which is $599. And with that, there's a subscription that doesn't kick in now, and I don't know much about it, but they say with initially, you get something like 900 OCR pages. I mean, who's ever gonna read that many pages? I don't know. But the Live AI feature, apparently, so Live AI, I've only tested a couple times. It's very cool. You press the AI button twice. So you press it once to get an immediate description or ask a question. You press it twice for Live AI, 3 times for OCR. And by the way, once you start OCR, then it tells you, press the button once when you're ready to read another page. But so twice for Live AI, you then can walk around and it'll say, like the example that Cindy gave with the Meta glasses, and it'll say, you know, there are bushes on your right, there's a tree on your left, you know, blah, blah, blah. I did it walking around my house where I know where everything is and I felt safe. So it described everything in every room, and it was very fun, actually, because it's just a running commentary as you move. So apparently, the Live AI is subscription-based, except for Amanda, because they told me that
I get lifetime.
yeah, she gets it forever. It's not fair. so that's what I think they do have a payment plan, but I just put it on my credit card, so I don't know. Okay, so I at that point, why don't we take questions?
Okay, hang on. All right. So, thank you very much, Deborah and Amanda. I greatly appreciate it. Because of our thank you so much. Give them a round of applause. Absolutely. I just want to say before we do have a couple minutes for questions and answers. Unfortunately, we have a hard stop because they do need to flip this room for the awards luncheon. I do want to say that these two pairs of glasses that we've talked about today are not the only two out there on the market. The Envision Corporation has their Ally Solos glasses. There's another company that I'm starting to hear about now called Rokit. A lot of screen readers pronounce it as Rocket, R-O-K-I-T. But they're up and coming, and there's many more coming out there. And just to also let you all know, there are many, many other pairs of smart glasses out there, but they're not all created equal. Some are used just for phone calls and language translation. You're going to see those at a significant drop in price, but don't be fooled. They don't all have the same features. In case anybody's interested in seeing the Meta glasses or the Echo Vision glasses, I do know that Lisa Kretschner with Florida Vision Technologies in the exhibit hall does have them on display, and you're able to go and talk to her, and she'll be glad to let you show them to you, answer any additional questions. So with that being said,
until
3 o'clock, the exhibit hall is open. So with that being said, I believe we have a few minutes just for some quick questions. Let's first see if there's any questions here in the room for either Ray-Ban or for the Echo Vision. Okay, do we have a mic runner?
Hey, this is Elizabeth Bowden. I just wanted to know, do you do the Echo Vision? Can you do calls with them, or is it just Visionables?
Visionables, there's a word for you.
Visionables, all right. I love it.
Debbie, I'm coming for you.
I'm sorry, was that more of a question or a comment?
She wanted to know if the Echo Vision, if it works, like if you can make phone calls through them.
Oh, hang on. I'll pass that to you. Please, I don't know. Here you go.
Amanda's saying yes. I haven't done it, so I don't know.
Okay.
It interfaces with your
phone. Your next question's from Her Majesty, Lady Grubb.
All right. Thank you.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. This is for Cindy with Meta Glasses. I wonder if you could talk for just a few seconds and give us some really good hints when we're moving around strange places and you're looking for things to be identified. I use mine a lot with Ira, but I haven't done so much of that, and you seem to have success with it. So I'd like to hear a little bit about some hints and how that works for you and about navigating with that information.
So I'm thinking like in a hotel room, for example. I am always looking for the thermostat. Okay. And they hide them, right? So I will do live AI and let it know that that's what I'm looking for and navigate my face, directionally to different walls. Here's one of the most important things, I think, especially of those of us who are totally blind, don't think about is the lighting in the area in which we are working. So you heard me ask, and I was demonstrating and turning my light on and off with my remote, but really you can ask your glasses if the lighting is good. And so I really recommend that. And then to be honest, if I'm really, really in a hurry, I use Be My Eyes a lot. I love Be My Eyes. And now Ira is on them. So I think that sighted help is probably the quickest way to identify locations. But I've used it to read the arrow, which direction room numbers are going in a hotel, and to help me find the buttons at the elevator, to help me find the stairs. So, but I usually use live, not the live AI. I usually use Be My Eyes because some other video call. I find that the battery is not used up as quick with a video call as it is with live AI. So, so that's what I do. But lighting is so important.
Thank you. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Mikey.
Hold on. We got another question.
Okay. Before we take that question in the room because of time, do we have any hands on Zoom?
We do not.
Do you know quite? Okay, no hands in. All right, we have time for one more question in the room.
All right.
Okay, can you use it on an Android phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
You can use both glasses on your Android phones. They're both fully Android accessible. Anyone? One more quick question.
One more question.
One more quick question.
Paul, where are you? I'm going to Paul. Hold on.
Ryan, as he's navigating to Paul, I just wanted to clarify. I have successfully read medications with my MetaSmart glasses. So,
right.
Just want to clarify that.
Do we have one more question?
Yeah.
So, Deborah and Amanda, thank you for your presentation. Just to complete it, I don't think you talked about the subscription, and if there's still some uncertainty about it, could you talk to us about that?
Well, I can. I actually did say that I'm aware there's a subscription, and I'm not very well versed. I know it's going to be something is going to be $9.95 a month at some point. So that's really all I can say. And the other thing I should have remembered to mention, I think Amanda slightly touched on this. These are called the Pioneer glasses, and everyone who buys them now, so they are still available with this new stock of Pioneer glasses, will get the official glasses free of charge when they come available. And I think that's when the subscriptions start. And I think they're still hammering out the details. So, but everything, the subscription will be for the live AI and maybe something else. Yeah, I shouldn't go there because I'm not sure. They just haven't hammered that out. What I can tell you is that I can do all the things I told you about without paying any additional money at this point.
Can I give a URL?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I have here a URL if anybody wants to read up on the FAQ, frequently asked questions. It is echovision, that's one word, .AGIGA, which is a giga, I can't say the word, is the company name, and it does mean something in their acronym, and I need to learn that what that acronym means. And then it says .AIL.FAQ. There you go. Whoops.
Thank you.
Okay. I've been told that we really need to wrap this up and we're all being kicked out of this room so they can flip it. I just want to say really quick, to go to the Giga website, there are many wonderful live demonstrations that go in a lot of detail. I also just want to thank everybody who presented here today, and I really want to just thank my entire committee for putting this wonderful program together. We couldn't do it without you guys, so thank you so much. And we really appreciate you all taking your time to come here today and hear about our technology program and smart glasses. And we hope you enjoy the rest of the convention.